G'day there, awesome people. Welcome to episode 41 of the Cycle Smooth Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have any questions, you'd love to submit through the show, and trust me, I love receiving your questions. Jump on through to the website, cyclesmooth.com. Up on the homepage there, it says submit your questions. Click on that bad boy, be super specific, and submit as many questions you like, anytime you like, and we're cracking. Today's question comes from Ricky. I currently cycle 3 times per week, twice through the weekday, and on Saturday I will either cycle with a group or race vets on Sunday. What would an extra weekday ride between 40 to 60 minutes do to my performance? It's a bit hard to tell because I'm lacking a lot of information, but it depends what your other training sessions are doing and depends what your fitness is like. And it depends. So for instance, you might benefit from just keeping all your rides aerobic for a couple of blocks and then building from there. So if that's the case, an extra ride through the weekday is going to be very beneficial. If you're doing a whole lot of intervals, that extra ride might be best spent doing skill work. Maybe you might need an extra sprint speed session, or depends your age too. Will come, if you're over the age, you're racing vets, so I think to race vets, you've got to be 35 years or older by memory. Yeah, I think it's 35. So you might be beneficial to do more strength work on the bike. So for instance, so you're riding 4 days a week, one's with a group unless you're racing. The other two I'd probably look at doing, let's say you cycle Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for instance, through the weekday, with Wednesday being your extra ride that you're throwing in. So Tuesday I'd probably do more strength work, so either a low cadence set, so it could be 20 times 1 minute with a cadence of 45-55 RPM, pushing at start off with pushing at threshold and then slowly build it up to VO2, for instance. Just grind those gears, building some strength. Wednesday might be a speed set, so maybe start off with 10 times 10 seconds with 3 minutes easy in between, and then slowly build that up. So every week it might go, it might be 10 times 15 seconds, 10 times 20 seconds, 10 times 25 seconds, and just have that 3 minute rest in between, just building that, these are max efforts, full on, and you might do that until you get to about a minute, and then you play around, change things around a little, do a completely different set. And then so on Thursday I'd probably look at doing another strength work, because a strength set, so it might be half an hour aerobic, and then towards the end of that you might start doing some 4 minute efforts at either hill repeats or 4 minute efforts at low cadence, again 45, 55, 65 RPM, chewing that big gear with 2 minutes easy spin, and then you have your cool down from that. And then on weekends you'd ride with your group or race vets, but if you're riding with that group, you want to use them as you want to get some benefit from them, ready for, so just pedal with that group, go through the group as normal, and then as you're getting close to the end, you really start pushing the efforts, try and get up front and try and get some people around you saying, look, once we get to that roundabout or something, let's just go, let's just rip the shreds off these people and split the group in half. Or a lot of groups that doesn't like people attacking, so it's frowned upon. But if your group doesn't mind, just go hard and just get, especially if you can go like 5Ks out, knowing full well that they're going to eat you up, and you can just hold on for dear life. That's all good fun. But what's more fun is if you and two, three other people know that once you get to a certain thing, let it's go time. It's that's a world of fun, especially when the rest of the group has no idea what's going on and they're scrambling to keep up. But yeah, all good fun. But you could see a definite, you might be able to see a huge definite performance boost over a 6 week period of adding that extra riding. But you've just got to look at what you're trying to address. Now, it could be, you know, that time might be best spent off doing skill work, or it could be just time in the saddle, or it just. It's hard to tell, but it's got to make sense. So what I would do, if I would recommend, is you reverse engineering what your goals are. So you pick your goal, you start working your way back, and you look at your available training time. It should, you know, just start making tweaks and changes to it all then and there. But but look at things as like a 4 week training block. So you write out your program every 4 weeks, and you look at it paper. Well, that's going to be a faster day. That's going to be an easy day. That's going to be really trying to build some strength up in the legs, and this is going to be aerobic day. And you know, you start seeing a pattern, and then you move things around. And that's how I create. I still create programs for athletes doing that exact same thing. I write it down on a piece of paper. I write, you know, M for Monday to T for Tuesday, Wednesday. You know. Right across the board, and then I'll start adding, you know, it could be codes, it could be BA for cycle aerobics, and then it could be, yeah, ST for strength session. And you know, it's got to make sense for me on that piece of paper what it is pattern wise and then from that I'll actually start adding it into the athlete's program. And then I'll start tweaking it, I'll start adding times, and but as long as it makes sense on that piece of paper first, I'll then transfer it to the program. And it that's the way I do it. Other coaches have, you know, there's 1,000 coaches doing 1,000 different things, but that's just the way I like to look at it from a distance and go, oh yeah, that looks nice from there, and then I can start adding more detail and greater information into it. But yeah, all good stuff. Wish you all the best. Keep us updated. If anyone else has any questions, jump on through to the website. Cyclesmooth.com is where you want to be. And up on the homepage, click on that. Or send me through an email. Tim@cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode. Hooroo.